We're back now with another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris. With us is medical analyst Dr. Ford Vox. And Dr. Vox, last week we were discussing homeopathic teething tablets that the FDA once recalled, and you left us on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I just bought some of those tablets, and I wanted to see whether they'd arrive. Now, one of the retailers that I tried did cancel my order after it went through, and they gave me a refund. That was Liberty Health Supply. Those folks told me their product had been discontinued, but I was easily able to find other retailers offering the drug online, and I ended up purchasing it through Groupon.
Now, Groupon isn't your typical pharmaceutical retailer.
No, they're definitely not, and that's probably part of the problem, explaining why they're not on top of their game with this FDA alert. But I can't say for sure, since Groupon wouldn't respond to my questions. Groupon also partners with third-party dealers. That kind of keeps their customers unaware of who's actually going to be shipping the product. And the product did indeed arrive from one of those third parties.
So we've ruled out homeopathic teething tablets as a safe option for treating teething pain in babies. So what should parents do?
Teething pain relievers might be a solution in search of a problem. Who's to say that the early pain we all experience with teething isn't somehow important in our development?
A kind of early introduction to suffering.
Pain is part of life.
Fair enough. Assuming a particular child, though, seems to be suffering too much, is there something parents can do?
A cold but not frozen teething ring is certainly worthwhile, and you can manually massage the gums. But stay away from all of the anesthetic ointments and the pills. There are documented problems with all of those kinds of products.
And what about Tylenol or ibuprofen?
Reserve any kind of pain reliever for serious situations. Teething goes on and on over a prolonged period, and you don't want to be giving your child medication every day. A few episodes ago, we talked about how Tylenol has been linked to hearing loss in adults. Well, in children, there's a massive debate about possible links between Tylenol and ibuprofen to childhood asthma. That's a problem that's increasing in frequency around the world.
Now, how could Tylenol or Motrin, for example, cause asthma?
There are numerous studies implicating Tylenol in particular, whether a mother takes it during pregnancy or whether children take it in the first years of life, to the later development of asthma. There's an antioxidant in the lungs. It's called glutathione, and that goes down when you take Tylenol. And the theory goes that the lungs might have a harder time handling stress without adequate levels of glutathione. That's a popular theory, and there are several others. There's even the idea that Tylenol itself might serve as a target for the immune system. You know, it's interesting to note, too, that the rise in asthma cases correlates with our moving away from aspirin in favor of Tylenol for children since the 1980s. And that's due to the risk of RISE syndrome. That's a sudden brain injury and liver damage that can happen if a child takes aspirin soon after a viral illness.
So is the association nailed down? I mean, should parents avoid giving their kids Tylenol or Motrin for fear of actually giving them asthma?
It's not settled, and a study last year in the New England Journal came out the other way, finding no link between the amount of ibuprofen or Tylenol that kids took and worse asthma. But this was a study in kids who already had mild asthma. It didn't say anything about the risk of new asthma, and critics pointed out that the trial didn't have a placebo arm, so it couldn't parse out if both drugs were increasing asthma, as some other studies have shown. You know, as is always going to be the case to some extent, we need more data. But bottom line, don't take anything unless you really need it, and use as little of it as you can and as infrequently as possible. And don't take it at all if the label says homeopathic.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Vox. We'll see you next week.